I wanted to call you. I waited till he got through this press conference. He played about the same old broken record in private that he did in public. We tried to get agreement on 4 or 5 points. We may have made a little progress on non-proliferation. We're going to have Rusk and Gromyko work on it some more tomorrow. We may be able to table an agreement, but we're not positive. It looked like there was some movement on arms limitation and on arms shipment and on disclosure and on reducing military expenditures, cutting our budget down for nuclear weapons or for offensive or defensive missile systems, etc. We both agreed in general principle, but he never would set a time and never would set a place and never would get down to really executing it. It's just largely conversation, pleasant, no vitriolic stuff, no antagonistic stuff, no bitter stuff, two or three little low blows below the belt every now and then. When you'd meet him the same way, why, he would get back to the normal level. He's made clear they didn't want any confrontation with the United States, didn't want to fight us, didn't want to go to war, but on the Middle East, just one simple instruction, looked like he couldn't move one inch away from it on anything. It must be complete, absolute, immediate withdrawal of troops, period, nothing else with it. That was going to be the resolution. They could pass that in the General Assembly. They wanted us to support it there and in the Security Council and nothing else. And that unless and until that would be done, there's going to be a big, great war, and those people will be fighting for 10 years, and that they would have to support the Arab nations, and that he couldn't understand why we'd want to support the Jews, 3 million people, and 100 million Arabs. And I told him that numbers did not determine what was right. We tried to do what was right, regardless of the numbers. But I believe we made a little progress there. I believe we made a little step closer in non-proliferation. I think that he thinks that we're not wild men. I believe I made a good impression on him from the standpoint of being prudent and being firm and being determined and not being a fraid cat or a bully either. I thought I'd call you and tell you, and I sure appreciate your interest and your support and your help. You've been a tower of strength in every problem concerning your nation. And
remember, there's anything in the country here. As a matter of fact, that if I do anything, I'll carry your satchel in here.
Well, there's one thing you can do for me is just be damn sure you get well and get strong, and then let me know whenever you're ready, and then we'll get our plane ready, and you can take it slow. But I don't want you to let yourself get run down and not take care of yourself. You just be careful, and because you got a hell of a lot of propping up to do around here for a long time.
Well, I tell you, if you could just pass on thinking that you've gotten these people to do anything constructive and reasonable, it would be a I've been at it since 1941.
You still at it, and you're going to have to stay at it a little while longer. So just pull up your britches,
well,
take up another. Give my love to Ms. Eisner.
I will. Thank you.